the heart and soul of Forgotten America, this is the Steve Gurra Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gurra for Monday, July 15, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Medicare for all, one of the extreme positions that nearly all of the Democrats embrace, but most of them say if you have a good insurance program, you can keep it. But for Bernie, no way. Number two, on the southern border, the number of illegals coming across is dropping, but there's no question the crisis continues. With that in mind, some Democrats want an open border, but the good news is they actually admit there's a crisis. That's at least going somewhere. And number one, the race card being dealt by just about anyone these days who disagree with AOC or Tlaib or Ilhan Omar and the like. Last week, it was the race card on Nancy Pelosi. This weekend, it's Donald Trump. Why? Because that's all you've got. When you look at their record and everything they've got going on, that's all they've got. Call the race card. Donald Trump over the weekend telling these four young women in Congress, tell these four young women in Congress to go back where they came from, and when they get something figured out, come and let us know. Now, a couple of listeners today said, you know what, that doesn't have anything to do with trying to send them back to a different country. That wasn't his point. His point was to go back to your congressional district that have all sorts of problems and deal with that first before attacking everybody else. Now, it's these individuals, including AOC, who dropped the race card on Nancy Pelosi. And so Donald Trump has been a bit of a diversion for the last 48 hours from all of this, but all he did was stir the pot. He does it very well. He stirred the pot, and then, of course, the race card was dropped on him, because this is the argument they have. The argument they have is, if you don't agree with every agenda item we have, which is Medicare for all, the Green New Deal, open borders, more taxes, the whole lot, if you don't agree with any of that, you are a racist. It's the argument of a weak mind. If you don't have an argument that's winnable and you can lay out succinctly and logically your argument for why your ideas are better ideas, then you come back to, you're a misogynist, you're a racist. You resort to name-calling, which is what these children in Congress are doing. And Nancy Pelosi's right. They can scream and holler and tweet all they want, and they can have all their Twitter followers go crazy. But at the end of the day, they still have just four votes between them. And so there isn't much they can do by themselves, except they can turn up the heat on those that are running for president, for example. They can turn up the heat and bring pressure to people who are susceptible to that, to people that are willing to be walked on, people that are willing to cave in and not really have true beliefs, are willing to turn on their own beliefs. And all of this was on display fully at the Netroots get-together over the weekend. Netroots is a big gathering of liberals that happens every year. And surprisingly, at the Netroots Nation get-together this year, one of the biggest villains, Nancy Pelosi. Because Nancy Pelosi supported the $4.6 billion emergency aid package for the southern border. You see, you have all of these people complaining about the conditions at the southern border, trying to compare America to Nazi Germany or to concentration camps or whatever such nonsense. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't agree with them and says we need to send emergency aid. She doesn't. So that's a problem. Nancy Pelosi doesn't believe in Medicare for all as a policy, you know, from the get-go. So that's a problem. And so what does that make Nancy Pelosi? Of course, that makes her, you got it, a racist. Because there is no other go-to phrase. When you don't have a winning argument, you go to the name-calling, you try to label somebody, tag somebody so that anything they say is irrelevant. Now, me, for example, I'm a white guy, so I have nothing of value to share with the world, according to those folks. And what do I mean by this? Let me give you an example. If you missed it in the first hour, I want you to hear this again, because this is fairly instructive of the way these people think. We'll go to bite number nine. Ayanna Pressley is one of the freshman four. She's one of the freshman four. You've got, like I said, AOC, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, the freshman four. These four will be the downfall of the Democrat Party. Mark my words. These four have created divisions and chasms in the Democrat Party that may never come back together again because they're driving a wedge between themselves, first of all, and Jewish members of the Democrat Party, between themselves and moderate members of the Democrat Party, between themselves and certainly any conservative Democrats that are left alive anywhere on the planet. They're driving a wedge there, and they're doing it in a brutal and blunt fashion. At the Netroots Nation get-together, Ayanna Pressley took to the podium to declare that it's people of color and people with a queer message, a brown message, a black message. These are the people that need to speak up right now. Hear what she has to say. It's bite number nine. Go.
This is the time to shake the table. This is the time to redefine that table. Because if you're going to come to this table, and for all of you that have aspirations of running for office, for whatever lived experience and identity that you represent, if you are not prepared to come to that table and to represent that voice, don't come. Because we don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be a brown voice. We don't need black faces that don't want to be a black voice. We don't need Muslims that don't want to be a Muslim voice. We don't need queers that don't want to be a queer voice. Come on, speak it. And if you're worried about being marginalized and stereotyped, please don't even show up.
She made a mistake there, and let me tell you what it is. What we don't need are Americans that don't want to be an American voice. Americans that don't want to speak up for what America has done for the world and the greatness it has spread and the prosperity it has enabled around the world. We need Americans that are willing to be American voices and talk about American history and the things we have done. No nation in the history of nations has done more to enrich the world, to create freedom and liberty, to allow people to climb the economic ladder. No nation in the history of nations has created more freedom, both here in this country and around the world, than the United States of America. We need more American voices that are willing to speak up and talk about the greatness of America and stop denigrating her. Stop attacking those that came before us because they were imperfect. Of course they were imperfect. There were people, well, Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. And so what? He was imperfect. It was a product of the times. Well, Martin Luther King, you know, he had mistresses. And so what? He was an imperfect human being. But he worked for the freedom of people. And I can go down this list. All of these wonderful Americans that contributed to this country are imperfect people. So what we need, Miss Pressley, are American voices speaking up for America. Not this little group here of brown people or black people or queer people. No, ma'am. American voices speaking for America. That's what we need here. Make no mistake. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account.